Hello, can you hear me?
Hello.
Hey, how you doing? Hey,
I'm
my
doing
name is Steve.
well.
Thank you for asking. I'm doing well also. Hey, my name is Steve, and we're calling in because we are conducting a survey, and I'm trying to see if you can help us out by answering a couple questions real quick.
What type of survey is it?
Mostly it's like a political survey. So, a survey is to help us, better understand what is most important to people across a variety of topics. Your participation is voluntary, but important to the success of this research. All of the answers are combined and will be, all of the answers are confidential, and they will be combined with the answers from everyone who completed the survey. May I ask you, when thinking about directions in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, somewhat satisfied, very satisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I have always been dissatisfied since the inception of this country. I don't think nothing changed. I just think it's being more covert, but I don't think nothing changed. I think everything is still the same. It's just more modernized, so you can't see it as well.
So the somewhat dissatisfied or very dissatisfied?
Very.
All right, thank you. When thinking about the issues that are the most important to you, how important do you say each of these issues is to you? Using a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that it is not an important issue to you, and 10 means that it's a very important issue to you. You can use any numbers also between 0 to 10. So we'll read you some statements, and you can let me know if that is a very important issue or not a very important issue to you. The first one is crime and violence. How important do you think this issue is to you?
It's very. Crime
like
is important to everybody, isn't it?
All right, thank you. So you, that'd be like a 10 for you then, right?
Of course.
All right, thank you. Next one is criminal justice reform.
Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead. Say it one more time.
Oh, sorry. Criminal justice reform.
Mm-hmm.
Is it 10?
It's
okay.
A 10 because... I mean, do you want me to elaborate, or you just want me to say yes or no after?
You can go ahead and elaborate.
Criminal justice reform is extremely important because the inception of the policing in America comes from slave catchers. And like I say, I don't think it's nothing changed by that. I think it's almost the same, or pretty much the same. Like I said, it is modernized to make it so people can't recognize that it's the same system, just more updated or more modernized, so it's so not to, to put it in everybody's face. You know, like during the Nixon era, when, pre-Nixon era, they used to be able to say nigger, but they changed the word nigger into minorities or criminals or thugs or what have you. They just changed the verbiage of it, but it's still the same. They look at these terms as the same thing. You know what I'm saying? They look at these terms as a thug is nothing more than a nigger. A minority is nothing more than a nigger. A thug is no more than a nigger. You know what I'm saying? So ain't nothing changed. They just changed the verbiage of it.
Okay. I think it's sir. And then, next one is climate change from 0 to 10. How important do you think this is to you?
I don't think climate change has changed at all. I think that climate change is a distraction to make people look. It's like a sleight of the hand. Pay attention to the right hand so you won't see what the left hand is doing. Climate has been the same the beginning of time. And they have changed from the beginning of time until today. Except, of course, with pollution and big corporations pumping whatever they're pumping into the air, maybe that's a little different as far as polluting our air. But the overall way the world works is exactly the same as it worked for millions of years.
Okay, all right.
Ain't nothing changed about that. They just try to put emphasis on it for political reasons so you won't see more important issues that you need to pay attention to.
All right. I think it's safe. And then, so you say on that one you give them like a one?
Yeah, I don't think the climate has changed at all. I just think that it's a lot more polluted due to major corporations, but the climate itself have not changed.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you.
I'm a very, very big history buff. I'm not political whatsoever. So I'm not the left or the right. I don't care to participate in that kind of thing as far as the presidential election, you know, Trump against whoever and nothing like that. I'm not into all that. I'm just a big history buff, and I pay attention to history from, you know, hundreds of years ago to today. You know what I'm saying? So I can compare the two and can tell, you know, bullshit from, you know, from a mile away.
All right. Thank you, sir. And then next one is abortion rights. From 0 to 10, how would you feel about abortion rights?
I think abortion is not my concern. You know what I'm saying? I think that if a woman wanted to get an abortion, that shouldn't be none of your business.
Hmm. Oh, okay. So you consider like a zero to that one?
Okay. I'm saying, what is your question? Did you saying is, should the government come in and tell a woman when she's going to get an abortion or not?
No. Remember that. This is what is the most important to you. If you like abortion rights.
I think it's very important. I think it's very important because I don't think the government should go into anybody's personal home trying to criminalize your personal issue. So yeah, that's very important. I would say it's a 10 because if you criminalize a person from doing something to their own body, then that's the opposite of freedom.
Okay. Next one then would be jobs and wages.
I think it's very important because there's 100% discrimination in the workforce. 100, I mean, that's from major 500 companies until all the way down to McDonald's. You know what I'm saying? They undid surveys with Harvard and Yale University have did studies on black sounding names against white sounding names, and they're saying it's a 50% increase when it's white sounding names. So, I think it's extremely important because that should be criminalized. Because discrimination still happens when they try to make you think that it doesn't.
All right. Thank you. And then we have the next one, which is K-12 education.
Uh-huh.
How important do you think this is to you, for the K-12 education?
It's extremely important because education is not really education. Education is indoctrination. It's teaching you. It's not teaching you how to think. It's teaching you what to think. So I think it's extremely important because you could teach all races of kids that white is right, you know, and you know, and everything else is come secondary. You feel me? And that's totally in the education system. I don't know how to say it. Like, white is right, brown is all right, and black stay back type thing. You feel me? And that directly comes from the education system. Since the inception of the Catholic Church. And that was the very first education system in America, or in Western society, is it comes from the Catholic Church, and it became the public schools, and it is what it is today. So education is very important, because education is not education no more, or it has never been, but education is not teaching you how to think, it's teaching you what to think.
All right, thank you. And so you will give it like a from 0 to 10, what number would you give it?
11.
All right, thank you. And then you have next one is immigration from 0 to 10. How do you feel about this?
Immigration is very important, but I haven't studied that as much as I study everything else. So I don't want to give you the wrong answer on that question, because my answer is going to be important. So I don't know, you feel me, because I haven't studied that, but I think it's important as well. But, you know, like close the borders, build a wall, all that shit, all that jazz, I think that's kind of extreme, but I don't have an educated answer to give you as far as that. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't know, I haven't studied that. I don't know nothing about it, so I can't give you an educated answer on that.
Okay, so but for the moment, what number would you give them? Oh, you feel neutral, like a 5?
Yeah, pretty much a 5, because like I say, I think it's important, but you know, when they say bring your weak and your humble and your destitute people to us, that should be what it is. You feel me? You know, bring the people that, you know, like what you call them. People that's seeking asylum and stuff like that, they running from their third world country trying to seek a better life. I think we should, you know, give them a helping hand. But, you know, when it comes to cartels and people trying to come to this country to sell drugs and do sex trafficking, I think it's people. How do you balance that? You know what I'm saying?
How do you regulate that?
How would you tell one from the other?
Okay.
I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I'd rather step back on that issue, because until I study more about it, you feel me? And not what all somebody right. want, you know, not what somebody want me to think, but what it really is. All
right, thank you. And next one would be healthcare from 0 to 10.
That's a 10, because in a lot of different countries, they don't even have, there's not a price on healthcare. You know what I'm saying? The government pays for healthcare. Our country is a private practice, and if you can't afford to live, then you die. But the risk is they lie, you know, risking people can afford to live, and poor people are forced to die because they can't afford, you know, the American healthcare system. So it's extremely important. That's a 15. Because it shouldn't be based on your income. It should be based on the government looking out for their people, because they got money to go to war. They got money to put in the prison industrial complex. They got money to put into the prison system, but they don't have money for healthcare. And how, you know, that, what kind of backwards ass thinking is that?
True, I believe. I see your point on that one. Sorry, the next one we go is racism and discrimination from 0 to 10. How important do you think this issue is to you?
Listen to our conversation. What do you think? I'm a black man in America, brother. That's a 20.
Okay, thank you, sir. And then next one is reproductive freedom.
What does that mean?
Basically, that you can have as many children as you want.
Yeah. You can have 20, you can have 40, you can have 50. As long as you can afford to take care of them. Yeah. As long as you ain't looking for the government to help you take care of them, you can have as many kids as you want to. P. Diddy, Jay-Z, Michael Jordan, Oprah. They should be able to have 100 kids they want them. You know what I'm saying? If you can afford them, you can have them.
All right, thank you. And then student loan debt from 0 to 10, how would you feel about this issue?
My wife walked in the room. She want to know, who are you?
Oh, my name is Steve.
Okay, what you trying to get to, Steve? What's the point of the conversation?
No, we are just doing a survey, trying to get people's opinions. Everybody's opinions is taking... will be placed together as for studies. It's just political questions. That's all it is.
So you send the check?
No.
So you have a lot of questions. Oh, okay. Well, don't mean to be disrespectful in them, but we got to go. We're way out the door.
Are you going out? Oh, okay. So you like us to call you back to finish the survey?
No, don't. Oh, no. You ain't getting no check.
All right. But see, you already see where my mind is, bro. So you already know what my thinking is. You know what I'm saying? I'm for the people, not for the government.
All right.
Okay.
Let's just sum it up for you. All right. Have a good day.
Take care.